This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, as a bald man, I know that there are many questions that need to be answered for you. And one...
Who's bald in this room? Not me.
Oh, not you?
No. I got hair. Look at all that hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's all over my head.
I forgot about that. Boy, I turned around and there it was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird if all of a sudden I just, like, one day did get hair implants and just showed up with a full head of hair?
It'd be fantastic.
I think it'd be better if you just wear, like, the old school with toupees.
Yeah.
Boy. The comb over.
Like my Uncle Junior.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He had the ones with the snaps. So he had the snaps glued into his head.
Oh.
So then the toupee would snap into the... It was basically like a little snap buckle.
Oh, because
It would be more wind resistant, right?
Absolutely. Wow. It gets windy in Brooklyn, yo.
Yeah. Oh, man, snaps in your head. And if you ever pull them out too much, I would think.
Dude, that was the last to know. I thought he had a full head of hair until... Until I was somewhat like a teen, and my dad finally was like... Nobody in my family has hair. Like my father doesn't. I don't. You thought Uncle Junior, all of a sudden, he just grew beautiful hair.
I'm like,
Yeah. Looked good enough to me.
Uncle June.
And then my dad was like, look at it. Just like, look at it. So the next time he came over, I looked at it. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
How stupid was I? Yeah. This is so fake.
Yeah. See, but if no one tells you it's fake, you really got to be alert to that kind of thing.
Looked good to me.
Yeah. And it looked good to Uncle June.
Yeah, Uncle Junior loved it.
Yeah. Well, for the rest of you that decide, you know what, bald is beautiful.
Yes.
There's been a question, and that is there a possibility that you could stick a toilet plunger onto your head and walk around with it? I mean, we've all had that question.
I wonder that every day.
Yeah. You've never tried?
No.
Well, not even at the store when they're clean?
No, I never thought to try.
I think that it's funny that Vicky's like, well, why wouldn't you do this?
Right. If you have a bald head, I try to shoot a Nerf gun at it and see if it would stick to your head.
Well, I mean, I've had like suction cups, and I do like seeing if those will stick to my head.
Okay.
But okay, close enough.
I never thought to take a plunger while I'm at like Home Depot or at Bed Bath & Beyond and say, let me see if this sticks. I definitely wouldn't try it at home. I know where that thing's been.
Gosh, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah. You want to go to Home Depot today?
All right, sure, let's do it.
All right, Vicky wants to do a video of putting a plunger on your head. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be the first video. A girl's beat you both to it.
Damn it.
She's posted a video where, indeed, that's what she did. She stuck a toilet plunger onto her boyfriend's head. They were walking down the aisle of a grocery store. And, of course, the big question is, will it work? Would it stick? The answer is a resounding yes.
Wow. I love her laugh.
Yeah, her laugh is great. And he's sitting there going, this is great. This is my life. And for a while, it took him a while to get it off his head.
It looks like he's having a good time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is stuck on his head for a second.
Well, that is the whole idea of suction, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Damn, dude.
But he's got the full bicked head.
Yeah.
I wonder if with the little stubble, if that's going to make a problem.
Oh, that's a good point.
I do like that he was going after her face after he was done having it plunged to his head.
Well, yeah. That's payback right there.
Would you call that relationship goals? To be able to walk around a store and have your significant other just take a plunger to your head?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know you're in a good relationship if, in fact, both sides can have a good time with that.
I like how some people have photoshopped hair on the guy's head. For what reason, I don't know, but it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. gotta love the internets. You can check out the video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. That'll get you a good smile. Like Steve said, she's got a good laugh. And the guy's got a plunger on his head.
And that pop was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty loud.
That was a good pop.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll have to get a plunger.
Okay.
So yeah. You can recreate the real thing.
I think he's going to go today.
Yeah. Are you getting one today, Vic?
Well, I can if you actually are going to let me do it. Yeah. I don't want to spend my money on something I'm not going to be able to use.
Steve?
Oh, I have no problem with you putting a plunger on my head.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing. I wonder if it's going to leave a mark like a hickey on your head.
Oh, oh gosh, right?
That'll be a weird conversation with my wife later.
Head hickey.
Like, babe, I decided to do that whole cupping trend, but I did it on my head instead of my back.
Oh, right. Yeah, the cupping. That's, that's pretty much what you're doing to your head. You're right.
Now you're going to get like a plunger like this guy had.
Okay.
Oh, we're not going to get a bigger one?
I think the bigger one won't work. There's too much, then there'll be too much air pockets.
Have you seen the size of your head, really?
Oh, it's a mutant-sized head. I get that.
I think the big one will be just fine.
Well, fine.
Get the little one just in case, Vicky.
Yeah, medium. A medium.
A medium. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Do they make medium plungers?
We'll see if we can get you a medium.
And make sure it's new.
Yeah,
sure,
really,
too.
Please,
I'm
Vicky.
Not that mean. Somebody else is going to have to do it, though. I can't reach his head.
All right, well, somebody else can do it. That's fine.
Or I'll have you stand on the table.
Okay, yes.
Okay, that's a video. Yeah. See, Vicky's standing on a table putting a plunger on your head. That's our next viral hit. Well, we have you hold a bag of Sun Chips just to be sure it'll be good.
I'll put it on my Facebook, and I'll nonchalantly just tag Sun Chips like I did last time, and I bet we'll get 11 million views.
I think that's, what's better than getting Sun Chips? Sun Chips with a plunger on your head.
Plunger head.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about this man that was arrested. But you know what? He's got a great excuse. He said Deadpool was to blame for what he did. Yep. Steve's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report, and it's a very special day. Old school. Happy National Chicken Noodle Soup Day.
Oh, that's way old school.
Right? I haven't thought about chicken noodle soup in forever.
Yeah, that's because you haven't had the flu.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, that's usually when I like it.
Yeah, when you're sick, you have chicken noodles. But man, just some straight up Lipton's chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
The
old
school kind. Man, that was the best. I kind of want it right now.
All right, see? Now, see, it's a good thing they had a day. You forgot about how much you love it.
It's also National Donald Duck Day.
Oh, wow.
Can you do a Donald Duck impression?
That's about it.
Look, that didn't sound very good.
No, it didn't. That's Donald having an issue.
All right, let
me try. Yeah. I think Rev can do one.
I can't do it.
Oh, maybe.
He's even more disturbing.
Yeah.
All right, Vicky? I've seen that in a video.
Can anyone talk like Donald or no?
Oh, wow. No, not Vicky either.
Okay.
Danny?
He's the closest. None of us can say words.
Are we just gargling?
Yeah.
It's like,
I can't do it.
I can't either.
Wow, it makes you realize how good that person is.
That guy
is Donald Duck impression.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's talented.
Yeah.
Give him a raise.
All right.
Well, let's talk about this guy who's in Wisconsin. He wrecked his car on Thursday night. He's 45 years old, and his name is Brandon. Apparently, he was drinking and driving. His blood alcohol level, twice the legal limit. And this was the seventh time this idiot has been caught driving drunk.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The cops arrested him. He did say, yes, I was drunk. But he said, I was not driving. They're like, all right, who the hell was driving? His response? Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool.
What?
That's what he said.
Well, now we know that's not true because Dopinder's always driving him. So, if you watch the movie, so it's not him.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Also, it's not him because Ryan Reynolds is nowhere near where this guy was.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Oh.
He was arrested.
Almost a good alibi.
Almost.
Yeah.
Failure.
She's seven times.
Seven times.
Yeah, I think this guy should just kind of, you know what? We don't need to see him anymore.
He should be done with vehicles. Public transportation. Yeah. Is the way you go from now on. Maybe a bicycle. I don't even know if I would let him have a bicycle.
You're nicer than me. I'd say you put him in the hole.
Well, yeah. I mean, after a while, after he serves his time, I don't think he should ever be able to drive again.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this other guy. A little bit of an incident that happened in Pennsylvania. Also in a car. This time, There was a guy, I think he was like in like an Uber or some kind of a rideshare, maybe a taxi. He's a Pennsylvania man. He's 25 years old. His name is Clayton. Apparently was not happy with the guy driving the car because the driver kept singing Christmas songs. Again, it's March.
Yeah.
Now, that could be annoying, but that doesn't give you the right to choke the driver, which is what Clayton did. He almost had the guy pass out from choking him so much because he was so annoyed by him singing Christmas songs.
Yeah, but now what about if it's Dominic the Donkey? I think you have a right to choke somebody if they play this song.
Here's the problem with the story. At no point did they say what Christmas song was he singing. I think like Jingle Bells, that would get annoying after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, again, if it's Dominic the Donkey, I think you have a right to choke a person.
Hey,
yep. Choking has been authorized.
All right, let's go from donkeys to pigs, BJ.
Oh, I'm ready.
This is this story just illustrates how art is just in the eye of the beholder, because the fact that people are spending all this kind of money for this piece of art is just insane. There's a pig in South Africa. He was rescued from a slaughterhouse and brought to an animal sanctuary. His new owner, her new owner, noticed that she loved color and paintbrushes. I guess tried to let the pig play with soccer balls and rugby balls. Didn't want to do that.
Okay.
But then noticed that the pig really enjoyed playing with paintbrushes and said, okay, let me get a canvas and let's see what happens with this. So the pig started painting on the canvas.
Come on.
The pig's name is now Pigcasso.
Oh, I get it.
Of course it is. And they're selling the pig's art for $4,000 a piece.
What? Okay.
There's a piece of Pigcasso's art.
Oh, hey, Pigcasso.
The sad thing is it's nothing worse than any other abstract art that I've seen.
That's a good point.
Steve, I don't know if I dropped $4,000.
Steve, you got to get Lulu in the paints now.
Yeah. Lulucasso. Lulu Van Gogh.
There you go.
Somebody's really paying $4,000 for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody, her paintings sell for almost $4,000 each, and all the proceeds, though, are going towards animal welfare charity. So,
well, I guess
it's for
I
a good cause.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of my, I can't.
What the hell, do you hang that up in your house, and they say, hey, who did that? And you're like, Pigcasso?
Pigcasso,
you know, honestly,
that.
I kind of want one now.
Yeah, see?
Just so I can say I have an original Pigcasso.
And then you tell the charity story so people don't think you're a complete idiot.
I might leave that part out.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Stick with the trend of people thinking I'm an idiot.
Okay, perfect. Pigcasso has been called.
Dude, yesterday in the world of football, all of a sudden the Cleveland Browns are right at the top of the list of a Super Bowl contender. I don't know if you heard all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, they got a lot going on. Like, are they really serious?
Yeah, well, now they got Odell Beckham Jr. They've made a trade to get him, a couple of draft picks to get him. Also, safety, the Giants got safety Jabril Peppers in exchange for the deal. I mean, what a deal, though, for Cleveland. They just continue to bolster their offense with Baker Mayfield as well, and they're working on their defense, too. Rumor has it, Earl Thomas might be getting signed by the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
They're one of the teams that are looking for him. I guess the 49ers expressed interest, but from what I've read, they're not as interested in him because of the amount of money that he wants. But apparently Cleveland might be the place that Earl Thomas ends up with all this crazy free agency signing.
That is some crazy business. I mean, yeah, they got to do something in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on. Jarvis Landry's there as well. I mean, it's some good stuff. And a lot of people are predicting that they're going to be at the top of the division and maybe even a Super Bowl contender, BJ.
Come on.
How crazy
Come on.
Man, talk about an upset yesterday. I don't know if you saw St. Mary's upset Gonzaga in the West Coast Championship. Gonzaga, of course, the number one ranked team, lost 60-47. Brackets come out for the NCAA tournament. They come out on Sunday night. I don't know if that's going to impact things, but man.
60-47, that's not like an edge of a victory.
It wasn't a nail biter.
Yeah, wow.
As far as weather, 51 degrees and sun later. Thank you, Palace Law, for giving us the Meeks report.
Well, I won't be filling out the brackets this year, but as you know, Joey Dees did last year for me, and for a while he did well.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does this year in my name.
Oh, that's right. Did you win that one that we were all...
I think...
Was it like the King 5?
Yeah, we did the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Did the best. Yeah, I didn't.
I did the best. And so Joey Dees will do my bracket for me again as a shadow player.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see if, in fact, we do well. I don't know. I got to talk to him about what he thinks about Gonzaga now.
Should we do brackets for the show and like put something on it, like lunch or something?
Can Joey Dees play for me?
No, he's got to play for himself.
Oh, then what am I going to do?
Do something for a change.
No, I can't have that.
Are we going to do a Truck Nut Trophy again?
We could do that. You can have Mike Hawk play for you then.
Oh, I like that idea. All right. We'll get Mike Hawk to play for
you. He wins again.
Yeah. Right? Mike Hawk did very well for me. All right. I have to get in negotiations with Mike Hawk to do my bracket for me.
Any kind of competition we do, Mike Hawk from the men's room wins. Yeah. It would be pretty funny.
I like this idea. Mike Hawk has shown really, he did a great job in fantasy football. Why don't I have him pick my brackets?
Well, speaking of football, also don't forget the Browns picked up Kareem Hunt as well.
Oh, really? How about his brother Mike?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
No. He wasn't available.
He wasn't available?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's not unrestricted. Yeah.
All right.
And someone says Bear Creek chicken noodle soup. Go get the rotisserie chicken and tear that up, too. Put it in there. So good. Ooh. From Jonathan.
Well, at that point, yeah, if you're tearing up chicken and throwing it in the soup, that's going to make almost any soup better when you get in the rotisserie.
Like that fake chicken chunks or whatever it is, like that hard chicken chunks that are in the Lipton's that eventually taste kind of like chicken.
So is that the Lipton instant?
Cup
of soup? Yeah, the cup of soup you're talking about. I lived off of those for so long when I worked at the clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love those. But, you know, when I'm sick, I Campbell's or, you know.
Campbell's was good, too.
Campbell's is, of course, you know, good. It's another damn jingle in my head.
Yeah, right?
Son of a bee. They got me bad when I was a kid. Mm-mm, good.
Yeah, the cup of soup was my jam, though.
Yeah, cup of soup,
so good.
Lipton knew what was up. That's pretty amazing for Lipton when you think they were a tea company and they went into the cup of soup business and kicked ass. Oh, look at that. That does look...
Soup mix with diced chicken white meat.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm, diced.
I want that. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In regards to the internet, what does the D in DSL stand for?
D's.
No.
Digital. Hey,
yes.
Nice. D's.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you something. Steve has got the Rock Girls on his mind. He's been voting for them. He's got chicken noodle soup on his mind. That means he's very beatable. Yep, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.